Senior Story, The Invitation, Chapter 2, Preparations.
Avi?
Yes, daughter, replied Sharita's father.
Why did you take the journey to the Eternal One?
Sharita held the invitation in her hand, pondering its contents.
Why did you pick up the invitation?
Avi asked.
I'm not sure. I've passed by it all my life, but ever since I turned 13 a few months ago, the great mountain seems bigger and more beautiful. I feel strange things when I pass by, almost like the flowers are singing, stirring something inside me.
Ah, yes.
Avi's eyes closed. He recalled the same drawing feeling that he too felt so many years ago.
He calls, but not all hear.
I don't hear anything, Avi. I just feel something.
No one hears the Eternal One through their ears, my daughter.
He doesn't speak to ears. He speaks to hearts. Their eyes met. At that moment, as they looked deeply into the window of each other's soul, Avi shared more insight with his daughter than could be contained in any book. She felt like she was surrounded by a familiar flock of birds, singing their usual morning praises, but this time she clearly understood their language and entered fully into their joy. It made her heart soar. Avi hugged his daughter. Sharita not only heard his physical heart beating, but she also heard much deeper into his soul heart.
I understand, she said softly as they separated.
Your journey will be different from mine, said Avi. Eternal One has designed a unique path suited for each seeker to follow. You must perceive it in your own heart and follow the way he will show you. Come, it's time to prepare.
What shall I pack, Avi? How long is the journey to the top of Mount Amaranth? Do I need tools, weapons, cook pots?
So many questions, Avi chuckled. Do you remember what I told you, Sharita? Eternal One has designed a unique path for you. You must perceive it in your own heart and follow the way he will show you. Your journey could be days, months, even years.
Then how can I know what to pack?
Sharita was feeling quite anxious.
Why did you pick up the invitation? Asked Avi.
Because I felt something stirring me in my heart.
That is how you will know what to pack, said Avi. Eternal One will tell you what to take. He alone knows what you need.
After Avi left, Sharita began glancing around their cottage. Oddly, she felt drawn to certain objects the same way she felt drawn to the invitation. Some were common items. A wool blanket. Fire starter. Tin cup. Others were rather peculiar. A silver bracelet. Flute. A round, flat stone she could hide in the palm of her hand. She gathered all the items she felt drawn toward, then closed her pack. All anxiety disappeared. She was now ready.